Welcome to another episode of the Old Soul Movie Podcast, a show that features backgrounds, reviews, and reflections of some of the most influential movies ever made. And now your hosts, Emma and Jack.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Old Soul Movie Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the best wedding movies of all time. Emma, it is the wedding season. Love is in the air. Spring has sprung, and so have we. And I cannot wait to talk about a few of these movies with you. But first, how are you today?
I am doing well. I am also in the wedding mood. Little fun side note, I will be in a wedding this weekend. I'll be a bridesmaid for one of my best friends. So I'm just super excited. And yeah, everything's kind of crazy and busy. So I thought that this would be a perfect opportunity for us to kind of get in the mood and talk about wedding movies.
Oh, absolutely. I was also in a wedding last month. On the opposite side of the country in Washington, D.C. It was a beautiful little ceremony. Of course, it was kind of strange because of everything with COVID and all the kind of new rules and restrictions that were in place. But I think overall, it was a really nice experience. And yeah, I like seeing how creative people have kind of had to become.
Yes.
During the last like year and a half with weddings. It's a crazy time to get married. So I don't want to say condolences if you experience any misfortune, but hopefully it made your relationship that much more resilient. So, Emma, anything else to add before we kind of jump into a few of our picks for the best wedding movies of all time?
I just love weddings. I really do. They make me so happy. It's so fun to see people start their married life journey together. And it's just a really good time to be with the people you love. And yes, now that things are kind of getting a little bit more on track in the world, I'm excited that weddings are starting to kind of become a thing again. So, what constitutes a wedding movie? To me, I kind of look at it like how I view Christmas movies. Like with a Christmas movie, if Christmas is integral to the plot, I consider that a Christmas movie. Same with wedding movies. I think if a wedding is integral to the plot of the movie, of the story, to me, that's a wedding movie.
Yeah. No, I think that's a very fair, very just definition. I think I'm going to start applying that to anything. I mean, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Okay, yes, because he went there for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm a good little mental trick there. And I'd agree with that. There are some on my list that I wouldn't say they're integral as others, but the weddings are kind of a big feature maybe. Like an event. I can see kind of where your definition fits in there, but I can't wait to jump into this list. I will say, though, a little precursor here, that a lot of my picks, at least, are from like the last 20 years, because I feel like that's when the wedding movies really kind of started to pop off.
I would say that for sure in the 90s, I think you see a big swing in wedding movies or that, resurgence.
Yeah. Maybe from the success in the early 90s showed kind of like an interest in that genre. That'd be kind of interesting to talk about. But today we're only going to be talking about what the movies are. Give me the list. Give me the dirty list and let me get out. That's what this is about. And yeah, listen, on your way to a wedding, maybe if you're on a plane, this would be fun. I feel like this would be a fun listen on a plane when you're off to your various destinations. But here's our list. Emma, do you want to start us off? What is one of your greatest wedding movies of all time?
Okay. There's no better way to start off than by mentioning Father of the Bride. Both the 90s version with Steve Martin and Kimberly Williams Paisley, and the original with Elizabeth Taylor and Spencer Tracy. Now, this is kind of interesting because normally I'm in the camp of the older version I like so much more. And I've only seen the older version once, I think, a long time ago. I'm very familiar with the new one. So that one's kind of more my focus, but the old one is good. Super worth checking out. The new one with Steve Martin, it's literally the perfect wedding movie to me. There's emotions, there's nostalgia, there's laughs, there's kind of some slapsticky humor. It's just so funny. And it's kind of funny watching as an adult. As a kid, I feel like watching it, I was like, why are these parents hating on her? Why is this so stressful? And then now you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, she's what, 21, 22? She met some guy in Rome and she's just engaged. And she's like, here he is, family. I'm getting married. I feel like I would be in Steve Martin's shoes for sure. And then the cost of it all, oh my God, it's just really funny.
To me, it's just such an aesthetic, like if Pinterest was a movie, I think it would kind of be close to Father of the Bride. And if you've seen it, you understand that kind of like reference.
Yes.
But everything is just very like pleasing, from the house to even the family dynamics. Everything just works in such a weird way. And not only that, but I think what's the sequel? Not Father, it's Father.
Father of the Bride Part 2. And there's a Father of the Bride 3-ish. There was a Zoom reunion and it's so cute. You guys have to watch it. Like, it's literally, they made a movie on Zoom and it made me tear up. So it's cute.
Yeah. I mean, Father of the Bride Part 2, also great. I love Steve Martin, and I think it's crazy the return at the box office that it received, 89.3 million compared to its budget of 20. So, pretty insane. And I guess from there you could see really just how more wedding movies were made in the 90s. So, oh my gosh, I'm looking at images here, Father of the Bride on Google, and it makes me want to watch it again because I haven't seen it in so long.
Honestly, I think I'm going to watch that maybe tonight or tomorrow or sometime before the wedding.
I think you should. And I think you should follow it up by watching one of our personal favorites. This is like an Oremus family, I feel like, at least between you and me.
Oh, like I know what's coming. This is our movie.
I was laughing earlier because I was thinking of this movie and how excited I am to talk a little bit about it. But I'm talking about My Best Friend's Wedding, 1997, Julia Roberts, Cameron Diaz. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
I think we definitely need an episode dedicated to it. Like a
full on. This is an appetizer.
Yeah, this is just a teaser, folks. But this movie, I remember seeing it for the first time in a film class like 5 or 6 years ago. And I just loved it. I don't know what it was about it, but like I was just so invested in the plot and the story. I love Julia Roberts. And it's such a like a weird, surreal, but like just it's a weird movie, but I love it. Emma, what I guess jumps out at you first when you think of My Best Friend's Wedding?
Okay, there's a million things I need to say about this movie, but I'll try to keep it concise. From a writing standpoint, I think it's really clever and unique. I think it's just a good story. And I see with Julia Roberts' character, Jules, we kind of get that unlikable protagonist, kind of like in the same vein of a Scarlett O'Hara, where, you know, she's trying to get her mans away from Melanie and all that stuff. And it's a similar vibe here, where her guy that she's interested in is betrothed to another and she's trying to break it up. It's just so good. The dynamics between her and Cameron Diaz's character, Kimberly, is just incredible. Okay, and now let's get into the real juicy stuff. Michael and Kimberly were such an ill-fitted couple.
Terrible. Sorry. Terrible.
If my fiance sucked off the ring off his ex's finger.
Sucked off the ring.
Yeah, the day before our wedding. Like, no, I know this sounds wild. I feel like if he had kissed her, I wouldn't be as upset.
I know, right? Yeah, he's like, that it's just a weird move in general to do. Like, maybe even sexually if you're implying that. But as like a friend.
Like, I know Kimberly got so upset when she did see them kiss. it would have been off if I had seen him sucking on her finger.
There are so many great moments in this movie, but I feel like some of them pale in contrast to the most famous one, which is when they're singing "I Say a Little Prayer for You" at the restaurant.
I was just about to say, it's like the ultimate fun scene.
Yeah, like the lobsters dancing in the background. It's ridiculous. And it's like those moments, along with, I think, the opening kind of title sequence being like a, I don't even know, like when you have that, like a quartet of women singing, kind of like those,
yes,
like Greek women, I'm thinking of that kind of announce a story. I'm really blanking on the name. Someone in the comments, tell me what that's called, or hit us up on social media, Old Soul Movie Podcast on Instagram, Old Soul Pod on Twitter. But you know, it's like
hoping and wishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that title sequence and like the scene with "I Say a Little Prayer." It makes it feel more like a show almost.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know how to like describe it.
I'm kind of shocked that that hasn't been one of the options that has been turned into a musical. You know how they made like Young Frankenstein the musical? Yeah. I think they did Dodgeball the musical, Legally Blonde the musical, all these movies turned into Mean Girls the musical. I feel like My Best Friend's Wedding, it would actually be a pretty good fit.
That would be sick. The entire place would be singing "I Say a Little Prayer for You."
Yeah.
That were musical. That'd be insane.
Yeah. Also kind of one from, gosh, how many years now? 19 years? Oh my gosh. Came out in 2002. Another favorite of mine is My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I love this one. And you know why I love it? Because it's not just about the relationship between two people. It's about the lead, the protagonist, her relationship with herself. Mm-hmm. Tula coming into her own, giving herself a makeover, a life makeover, reestablishing what she wants out of life. And then, you know, and then the partner came later. You know what I mean? It was kind of like she had to fall in love with herself first, and then she was able to fall in love with someone else and build that relationship and have to go through all the family dynamics. It's just such a quotable movie. If anyone has a big family, I feel like this one will hit home for sure. I really enjoy it. I think it's so cute, and definitely check it out if you haven't.
I know I've seen it. I've seen it in parts. I haven't seen it like completely through. I think I have though. So
I'm dealing it to you now. You have to watch it.
No, I do. I do like it. And maybe I will watch it like tonight or soon just to get in the mood for more wedding stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's a classic. Like that's another one where similar to Father of the Bride, it had like a sequel, a follow-up, probably just because it was so successful. Yeah, and I guess like going along with that, another big 90s movie that I feel like we both really love.
Okay, I wonder, because this is probably on my list too.
Yeah. It's more of a comedy though. So
Okay. I can't wait to see if we're on the same page.
The Wedding Singer?
Yes!
Okay. 1998. That's what I was thinking. Yes, another one from the 90s, 1998. Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. It's just so good. It's the classic Sandler Barrymore partnership, like almost at its peak.
They are the most perfect on screen couple ever to me. They're just so cute. They have great friendship chemistry. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I feel like I've seen an interview where they asked Drew Barrymore, you know, what her relationship was like with Adam and stuff. And she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's like kissing my brother." But they definitely have that really close bond. And I think it comes across on screen really well. And I love the 80s vibe of it, the 80s setting. Yeah. It's really fun, the music and the costumes and the throwback references. So very vintage. And Adam Sandler is so talented. He actually, I think his voice is kind of nice. And I think he comes up with fun songs. The song he writes in that movie is adorable. I love it because I love the couple in it because they really come across as best friends. And what more could you want?
Yeah, no, exactly. And speaking of amazing songs, he also has another great song that's sort of like a love song, breakup song that yes! I feel like I think of all the time.
Me too. I think of
all the time.
It's probably a favorite GIF of mine.
It is a favorite GIF for sure. For anyone wondering what the reference is, the lyric of the song is "Somebody kill me, please." But the way he sings it, it's just, oh my gosh. Watch the YouTube video because, like, even if you can't watch the entire movie, just watch that one scene. Incredible. Emma, are we still sticking in the 80-90 region, or do we kind of venture out? There are a couple that this is where the road divides for me. There's a few new, there's a few old.
So, gosh. Okay. I'm going to stray towards... Okay, wait, one more
oh, sure.
90s-ish one. Mm-hmm. So if Winona Ryder is like the queen of Halloween, October-y type movies, yeah. I feel like Julia Roberts, again, is just our queen of wedding movies. Not Runaway Bride is another Julia Roberts wedding movie that you've got to see if you haven't. Used to be my favorite growing up. I think it's kind of another one where the bride comes into her own and realizes who she is and what she wants, which I love. I love that there's some element of self-love in a wedding movie. So yeah, I that's another one I like. Okay. Now where do I venture? Do I go old? Do I go new? Let's see.
A lot hinges on this.
Backwards then forwards.
Yeah, because this is the Old Soul Movie Podcast, so I definitely want to make sure we get in the oldies. But Emma, what are you eyeing?
Well, I've got to say, it happened one night when you dealt that to me for Dealer's Choice. I think that's a great early, early example of a wedding movie.
Mm-hmm. I would concur with that one. I'm still laughing at your comment about Julia Roberts being the queen of wedding movies, because she really is.
Like, right.
Best smile ever. Oh my God. Love it. Yeah, no, I love that pick. I also want to give a little shout out. This is where it gets a little blurry for me, maybe, where you were talking about whether something could be considered a wedding movie.
Okay.
This is just an older one. This is an older one, but I feel like this would maybe be a good just romantic movie. And that would be It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
And like, I'm just thinking of that relationship. There is a wedding scene.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it technically qualifies as a wedding movie, but I think it's just a great like love story. And
yes.
I don't know. I'm just going to count it because it's so good.
Yeah. I think, you know what? It totally counts. It's hard because the Venn diagram crosses with Christmas movie for that one, yeah. But I would totally consider that such a beautiful love story.
And the other one for me that I was thinking of that was a little bit older and we've covered is The Graduate.
Yes,
and so
me too.
I definitely wanted to give that one a shout out. And I mean, from a scene standpoint, that last wedding scene is like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yep. So,
I'm going to absolutely count that as a wedding movie and all the existential dread that comes after.
Absolutely. No, it's that for sure is an unbelievable wedding scene. The other kind of older wedding movie, in my opinion, that I love and adore is The Philadelphia Story. Mm. If you haven't seen it, it's such a good one. If and when we cover it, hopefully soon, maybe, we'll dive more into that genre of sort of like the exes getting back together and what that kind of meant in that sort of genre. But yeah, it's a really good movie. Also, there was a remake with Grace Kelly called High Society, very similar, but that one's a musical version. So that definitely runs along that path as well. So should we get into some of our new age favorites?
Yes, I was going to say, if you are not a fan necessarily of all the older wedding movies, definitely check out a few of the newer ones. I would recommend a few in the 2000s as well as the 90s. Emma, what are you kind of leaning towards as far as your own personal favorites?
So kind of a lesser known one that I absolutely love that I'm going to throw out there is Monsoon Wedding. It is so good. It takes place in India. It's an absolutely gorgeous film. There's a lot of depth and layers. Yeah, I just absolutely love it. And it's one that I feel like not a lot of people have seen, and you should.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, I have a couple movies here that I haven't seen that I did want to see. Some of them were Julia Roberts movies, of course. best. But no, the other one that I really want to see was this Monsoon Wedding, just because I think that it would be pretty cool.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure I will. Like, I know it's typical to say, oh, I love Slumdog Millionaire. Like, I kind of like am into that style, but I really like Slumdog Millionaire is one of my favorite movies, and I really want to start exploring more Indian cinema, and maybe we can start doing that. Who knows?
Yes.
Let us know on social media, Old Soul Movie Podcast, if you would like to see that happen. But yeah, Monsoon Wedding is definitely one on my list that I want to check out. So thank you for confirming my suspicions that it's good. So for me, there's a couple here. There's a couple here that I like. The first one, again, if you're looking for a comedy, I feel like this is perfect. If you liked The Wedding Singer, then I'm guessing you would probably like this one, and that would be Wedding Crashers with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. It's not like it's a wedding movie.
Totally.
A lot of weddings. And so it's just a great comedy, great buddy film. Honestly, Emma, do you like Wedding Crashers, or how do you feel about it?
I do like Wedding Crashers. I think Isla Fisher's character can be a little problematic.
Yeah.
But I have to say it falls in the same vein of the protagonist kind of coming into his own and discovering himself, the Owen Wilson character. And come on, Rachel McAdams, she's just a gem of gems. Just I love her. And the chemistry between her and Owen Wilson's really cute in that movie.
That kind of goes into the similar wavelength of My Best Friend's Wedding, with looking at Rachel McAdams' relationship with Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Her fiance, boyfriend, whatever. Sack Lodge.
Oh gosh, I forgot he was in that movie, but yeah.
I know. And oh man, I'm just thinking of it, and I can't believe I didn't have it on my list, but that just completely reminded me of Just Married. With Ashton Kutcher.
How could I have left that off? That one's another favorite.
I would have been really upset if I forgot that, but I don't know what just happened. Guys, okay, Just Married. If you look at the critical reception of it, not going to be good. But if you think about it, Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy. Like,
so funny.
It is unbelievably funny. We have an insane amount of family inside jokes with quotes. It's such a quotable movie.
Yeah.
That it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I think I make a Just Married reference at least once a week.
No, totally.
You have to watch it. So if you like Wedding Crashers, I think that you might also really like Just Married, because it is such a lesser known movie, but still like in that early 2000s, like vein of comedy. Amazing.
Yeah, so funny. Oh my gosh. It's basically a marriage followed by the honeymoon from hell, quite literally. I think that's a quote in the movie.
Welcome to the honeymoon from hell.
It's
amazing.
It's just so funny. So love that one. So glad you remembered it. And I also love 27 Dresses.
Yes.
That's another where I don't know, when I first saw it, I thought it was just really good, really cute. It's just another quintessential rom-com. The sister in it drives me up a wall. But it's all just really sweet, and it's kind of fun to see all the crazy bridesmaids' dresses. It's even fun kind of being a bridesmaid and starting to see like what the trends are and what's popular. So I like that one.
I think of this movie every single time I look at the bridesmaids at weddings.
Yes.
And whether they enjoy their dress / how many dresses they have. So I think this is another great one. I love James Marsden. Anytime he's a male lead, he's a great rom-com guy. And yeah, I as the audience can probably tell, I was exposed to a lot of I don't know, more chick flick movies when I was younger from having a couple sisters and just, you know, watching along. So 27 Dresses I remember really liking. So yeah, I can vouch.
So what did you think of Bride Wars? Because that's another favorite and one that also can prompt some philosophical debates on who's in the right for what, because that one's about two best friends getting married and an accident happens in which they book their wedding for the same date at the same venue. So that one is full of like, ooh, I side with her. So I don't know. I have fun watching that one because of that. And you get double the wedding stuff, basically. Another very young Chris Pratt in that one.
Wow. I was going to say, I really barely remember seeing this, but I know I did. I know I did. It's crazy because it has Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway. So yeah. Huge movie. And a young Chris Pratt, which would be so weird to watch. 2009 Chris Pratt.
Right? So
I don't even know what we'd get there. But yeah, I need to rewatch it. I'm on, add it to the list. Add it to my ever growing list. But yeah, the 2000s, I feel like the 90s and the 2000s, great couple of decades for wedding movies. I'm really hoping we see a resurgence there.
Oh, I'd love that.
The only other movie that I really want to see that's very recent was Crazy Rich Asians.
I was just about to mention that one. Okay, so I just watched that one the other night. So you've never seen it?
I have not seen it, no.
Okay. It's really cute. So what I think I watched it for the first time a year ago. And one of our cousins recommended it to me. And I was alone one night and I just thought, you know what? It's free on the streaming service. I forget which. I think it's available on HBO Max right now because I watched it the other night. And it's so cute. I've got to say, the ending of that one makes me tear up every time. I cry a little bit. And it's fun to go see kind of destination wedding, going to Singapore and seeing kind of some different cultural elements there.
Right.
But it's a really cute movie. Some of it can be, again, infuriating. I feel like a bunch of weddings have that where there's just an infuriating element just with the drama going on. But overall, it's a really sweet story. And again, kind of the protagonist growing into her own. But definitely watch it. And the cover of I Can't Help Falling in Love with You is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to watch that one. There's just so many. There's so much good stuff out there. And it's the season for it, you know? So
I know.
It's almost like our October kind of movies.
Yes.
Basically
yes.
Like our October list. Like you need to have your spring list. And I feel like wedding movies are perfect for that time.
Oh, one just popped up into my head again. Okay. The Proposal with kind of speaking about fun destinations. The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock in Sitka, Alaska. Absolutely beautiful. Such a fun one. That one's another one with a lot of really funny moments and to watch the love story unfold.
I just love Ryan Reynolds. Anything so with funny. Ryan Reynolds, it's a win for me. And Sandra Bullock, of course. Oh, so much fun. So there you have it, everyone. I think that's a pretty good at least starting list of some of the greatest wedding movies of all time. Emma, is there anything else that you want to add before we kind of sign off here and we let you start on your own wedding ventures?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be there for my friend this weekend and yeah, to see her wedding play out. It's really fun to live the experiences in these movies and then to live them out in real life too. So that'll be great. I will actually be in St. Louis this weekend. And I don't quite know what my schedule will be like because I know it's going to be just so crazy busy. But if I get a spare moment, I will try to upload maybe some pictures or videos or something to our Instagram story of some of the actual locations that the Smith family would have gone to and meet me in St. Louis. So we'll see if I have a moment for that. And then there might be some other kind of fun sightseeing things in St. Louis that I'll try to include, but I'll keep you posted. You know what I think, Jack? I think you should watch some of the movies that we talked about that you either haven't seen or haven't seen in a long time and you should record your reaction and we can upload that to our story. I think that would be really funny.
I'll do that. That'd be a good time.
Yeah, I know that this isn't maybe our most standard traditional type of episode, but hopefully we can give you guys a fun interactive type weekend ahead of us.
Yeah, we'll have a nice interactive weekend. Maybe that's what I'll do this weekend. I'll watch some wedding movies and record myself reacting. That should be fun. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it already.
So excited.
Awesome. Well, again, I want to thank everybody out there in the Old Soul fam for tuning in this week and listening. Be sure to reach out and to follow us. Be sure to connect with us on our social medias, Old Soul Movie Podcast on Instagram, Old Soul Pod on Twitter. Be sure to check out our Patreon, Old Soul Movie Podcast, and consider any kind of monetary contribution that you are willing to provide to help support the costs associated with helping run the show. We would really, really appreciate it if you took a look at that. And don't forget to give us a rating, share with a friend from Apple, Spotify, wherever you stream this podcast. Please interact with whatever the commenting system is. And if you're able to share it with a friend, be sure to do that. We love expanding and growing and interacting with everybody in the Old Soul community. And we are always so grateful that you're here. And with that, everyone, thank you again for joining us here on the Old Soul Movie Podcast.